your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Go.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle. Live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join me for the next hour as I talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub are great hosts for the Coach's Huddle. Now this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmer. Tigers won their second game in a row, beating Linmar 33-21 last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's Class 5A top 10 matchup at Pleasant Valley. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will fill us in on what took place in the Trojans' 45-16 homecoming loss to Marion last week. And we'll look ahead to the Trojans' 4A District 2 road game Friday night at Mason City. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us. Talk about the Wallhawks' loss at 5A 7th-ranked Waukee Northwest last week and scout Friday night's home game against Marshalltown. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on Columbus's hard-fought 21-14 loss to number one-ranked Grundy Center last Thursday and break down Friday night's 1A District 4 game at Albernette. Got a good show lined up to you as we get ready for week 6 of the high school football season. We'll be right back. We'll talk Tiger football with Brad Remmer, the head coach for Cedar Falls. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle coming live from Pepper's on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option.
Sounds great.
1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hey, welcome back. Mark Simpson with you. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. We're here every week throughout the high school football season, every Wednesday night from 6 to 7. Feel free to come on out and join us as right now we talk Cedar Falls Tiger football with Brad Remmer, head coach for the CF Tigers, coming off in a 33-21 win over Linmar last week as the 5A 10th-ranked Tigers improved to 3-2 on the season. And, Coach, you're not making it easy on yourself, but you come away with the victory last week, able to overcome some mistakes in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wanted to try to put together a little two-game winning streak here, especially on home. You got to protect your home field. And it was the deal. We were up 10-6 at halftime and came out and extended that lead in the third quarter. And then, you know, lo and behold, some things happened and it became a little bit closer than we had hoped. But our kids were resilient, came away with 33-21 win.
All right. Well, what did you learn about your team following last Friday's victory?
Well, you learn a little bit about their character and a little bit about their resilience when you have a lead. All of a sudden the lead evaporates and things aren't going well, but you know, defense came up with a big turnover. We were able to convert that into points and showed a lot for those kids to hang together when things weren't going exactly our way there in the third quarter.
Yeah, the game, Linmar took the opening drive and put together an impressive march down the field. They missed the extra point. It's blocked. I think Drew Campbell got his hand on that.
Yeah, it came through and got his hand on it. And those are always big plays. Yeah. Talk about kids not taking plays off. When we get a chance to block an extra point, block a field goal, that's a big deal because it kind of changes the complexion of the game and swings the normal points in a little bit different way, the complexion of the game.
And so it's 6-0 Linmar. Later on in the first half, Drew Curtis, who had a tremendous game, comes up with an interception from his linebacker position. That leads to a short field. Drake Gelhouse caps it off on a one-yard run. Extra point good by Cedar Falls. You're up 7-6. And then Cale Harms, your sophomore kicker, had not attempted a field goal all season long. He boots one in from 37 yards. You're up 10-6 at halftime.
Yeah, Cale's his leg seems to have gotten stronger as we've gone through the season, and he's working really hard on his field goals. And you get in that situation earlier in the year. I don't know week one if we attempt that field goal, but what he's shown in practice and his consistency, he's earned the right to kick that. And heck, that would have been good from the low 40s for sure. So good to see him come out there with some confidence and put that through and extend our lead to 10-6.
Second half, Tigers get another Cale Harms field goal, this time from 33 yards out. Then Drake Gelhouse on a 19-yard run. Seemed like he had the game in hand, 20-6. He had just held them just outside the red zone. But you mentioned the Tigers made a mistake, a fumble led to a short field. Linmar scores and the two-point conversion. It's 20-14 and then a pick six. You're down 21-20. And I was like, you know, how's the team going to react to this? As Linmar got the ball back, and then Jacob Whelan with a huge defensive play forced a fumble that you guys recovered.
Yeah, you know, we were sitting there 20-6, and all of a sudden they had a strip sack. We had a good play set up, had a guy open. Logan Rowe was on an open, but their defensive tackle, boy, who was a really good player, made the play, stripped it, and they converted that into points. And then we have the pick six, and you're sitting there thinking, gadzooks, what's going on here? You know, how we were just up and things were seemed pretty comfortable. And next thing you know, you find yourself down but our kids hung in there and we got a key turnover. And Tristan Fulber ended up recovering a fumble. We were able to take that down the field and converted that into a Drew Curtis touchdown. And then we got the ball back after that and were able to get a final score on a reverse play and kind of put things away. But I was proud of our kids that they hung in there in a situation that wasn't looking the best as far as momentum-wise there after those two turnovers.
Will Remmert scores that clinching touchdown on a 23-yard reverse, a nicely designed play as the Tigers win 33-21. We're talking with Brad Remmert, head football coach for Cedar Falls. Drew Gerdes, maybe the player of the game. He had 11.5 tackles, two interceptions, and a touchdown. What a performance by him.
Big night. He made some really nice plays for us defensively. And he comes in and has some key runs for us, and he's all over the place doing things. But those two interceptions were big in getting us field position and putting points on the board.
Well, who are the players of the night for Cedar Falls in your win against Linmar?
Well, up front in our offensive line, it was junior tackle, right tackle Will Tompkins. He's been a pretty consistent player for us this year. The offensive back was Corin Footman. He's our fullback, H-back, does a lot of different things for us, plays on the kick teams. Just a great all-around football player. Wide receiver was Cade Corbett. He had another big reception for us. He kind of keeps his streak alive of making catches in the games there. Our defensive lineman was Drew Campbell. He had 7 tackles, was in the backfield, had a key fourth down stop there late in the game. You mentioned Drew Gerdes. He was our linebacker of the game. Tristan Fober, who also we said had that big fumble recovery, was our defensive back of the game. We had 2 special teams players, and we probably could have given it to our kicker because he was really, really good. But Jarrett Keese is a kid that's doing a great job on the kick teams, the cover teams, and also Caden Smith. He averaged 25 yards per kickoff return last week. And our reserve player of the year was Ben Backus. He's on our special teams. He does a great job in the backfield and that, and he keeps working to get better and gets our other players better around him.
So you afterwards, one of those games where you get the win, but I think the players knew there were some areas they can clean up at.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're happy for the win. You want to get that and get that taken care of and get to 3-2 as we head into the second half of the season. But they know. I mean, the kids know there's a few things on in all phases we could do a little bit better to perform well, and that's what we focus on this week. So as we head into a big game on the road against Pleasant Valley.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert here on the Coach's Huddle. Tigers ranked number 10 in the state, 5A. They play at number 4, Pleasant Valley. The Spartans are 4-1 on the year. They're coming off a big win against Dubuque Senior, 56-19. And, I look at their scores and, boy, they put up a lot of points.
Yeah, absolutely. They got beat week one against Bettendorf 31-10. Since then, they've been on a roll. They beat Kennedy 36-35, Liberty 56-39, Prairie 28-23. And you mentioned last week, Dubuque Senior 56-19. So they're putting up 37 points a game. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to try and slow down that offense.
Now, what makes that offense go?
Well, you're a triple option offense, so it's different. It's unique than things we see on a regular basis. And they're pretty balanced in what they do. Their fullback per se has 436 yards and 2 touchdowns. Their quarterback has 245 yards, 6 touchdowns. You look, they get into double wing. Those wings combined have 343 yards and average 11 yards per carry. So you're talking about a very balanced offense running attack. They're not going to throw it very much. Over the last 3 games, they've only been 15% pass compared to 85% run. So it's one of those things you need to shut them down on first and second down, try to slow them down, get them into an uncomfortable third and long position, something they don't have to do a lot.
Coach Remmert, when you look at that type of offense, as a defender, you can get caught looking. Isn't that the thing you worry the most about?
Yeah, in the words, do your job, do your responsibility, are huge this week. Because, again, if you try to make the play in another spot and get your eyes in the wrong spot, they're pulling the football and they're out around the edge. And they run it really, really well. And our kids have done a pretty good job trying to mimic this offense this week during practice, but it's going to come at you 10 times faster in the game. Yeah. And you got to be prepared for it because you're going to get hard down G, you're going to get midline option, you're going to get the wing back counters. They run it all. So again, it's a tough offense, something we don't see on a weekly basis.
Well, a great way to slow down a good offense is for your offense for ball control and time of possession. Do you feel the Tigers can move the ball?
Yeah, I do. I think we can do some things as long as we're consistent with what we do. We can't turn the ball over. And I think a big thing for us is and it's something we got to get off to a good start. We mentioned it last week. We were down 6-0, but we put points on the board and got a 10-6 lead. And I think against a team like Pleasant Valley, you got to try and get points early, get a lead on them, and force them to do some of the things they're not comfortable doing. They don't want to sit back there and throw it a bunch. That's not what's in their DNA. They want to grind it out. They've had a couple games where they've rushed for 500 yards. That's what they want to do. So you're right. Our offense has to be effective. We got to find ways in the first half to put points on the board and match some of these things, the points that they've been putting on the board in their games.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert on the Coach's Huddle. You know, Pleasant Valley, the thing is, they must have a lot of tape on you because they've already played two opponents that you've faced this season.
Yeah, and there's no secrets out there anymore. With the huddle, there's no tape exchange and secret deals going on. It's one of those things you got to post your film to the huddle pool and that. But you're right. They have some common opponents and that. So they have plenty of stuff on us. We have plenty of tape on them. And this rivalry goes back a ways. You know, we played them 2 years ago in a playoff game. Back in the Ike Budker, Ross Pierce Baker era, we played them 2 or 3 times in that era. So again, we're familiar with each other. Both teams haven't changed that much in the last 8 or 9 years as far as philosophy of what they're doing.
All right, and health wise, how's Cedar Falls looking right now?
You know, we're pretty good. We've talked about it. We're not a big roster. We got a couple kids banged up that'll be questionable for the game, but most of the starters should be there and be available to play.
All right, and kind of leads me to our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. Coach, what's the latest and, like, biggest adjustments you've had to make during a season, maybe because of injuries or a player excelled that late in the season that was maybe not as doing as well earlier. So what's the latest and biggest adjustments you've had to make during a season?
Well, I think the biggest one was a couple years ago when we had the quarterback injuries. I'd never been through that before. We had Hunter Jacobson went down with a knee injury, and then we just get Stege in there, and he throws for 300 and some yards in the first half. He has an injury, so now we're moving two wide receivers in to rotate at quarterback, and eventually – we moved sophomore Tate Hermanson up, and he played the last two games for us. So yeah, those were two of his career games, got started a couple years ago. And I think that was one of the biggest coaching adjustments we had to make, just because we didn't have many healthy bodies, and we were trying anything to keep that quarterback position in a deal where we could be competitive.
All right. Well, Friday night, it's at Pleasant Valley. You can hear the game on Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, 7:30 kickoff.
Yeah, it'll be about there. We are going to play a sophomore game, so it's good to get our sophomores a game against Pleasant Valley. They were adamant. They wanted to play sophomore just like we do to get those kids a guaranteed game as a curtain raiser. So they'll have a 5 o'clock start, and we'll get started 32 minutes after that, which puts us around 7:30.
Well, Brad Remmert, best of luck to Cedar Falls Friday night. And, go get them down at Pleasant Valley.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. On the way next, we'll talk Trojans football with their head coach, DeCarlos Anderson. He'll join us right after we take this quick TO. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you hear a cannon, a tornado siren, and a victory bell. No need to run for cover.
This is a Cyclone weather alert.
It's Cyclone football. It's the Cyclones versus the Sooners of Oklahoma this weekend.
Touchdown!
Join us Saturday. Our coverage begins at 4 on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield.
Follow the Cyclones on 1650 The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
The Brake Best brand family is growing at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for best domestic brake pads and rotors with vehicle-specific friction formulations, QuietTech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware for those who demand the very best when choosing their brake parts. Brake Best Select Pro, professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you, joined now by the head football coach at Waterloo East, Carlos Anderson, as Waterloo East took on Marion in their homecoming game last Friday, come up on the short end, 45-16. And, Coach, just a crazy game for you because of lightning and rain coming through the metro area. The game was delayed until, what, 10 o'clock?
Yep, 10 o'clock. I think we ended up kicking off at like 10:10, which for me, I think that wasn't ideal for me as a whole. I think the staff and opponents from Marion were a little more persistent, and we thought about rescheduling for Saturday. However, you know, Saturday was a big day for me. And so, you know, any other Saturday would have worked, but it wouldn't work that day. So, again, not really knowing fully what my options were. We wanted to kind of consider playing it on Monday. But after 2.5 hours or 2 hours and 45 minutes, our kids just didn't have it, Mark. You know what I mean? And so, and I know their kids went through the same thing, but with a team that, you know, we're trying to, build and go in the direction we're going to, that type of adversity just didn't really work in our favor, man. So
now, for people who aren't aware, DeCarlos got married last Saturday. So are you looking at the watch going, how many hours of sleep am I going to get before my wedding? I want to look good for this thing.
Yeah, right, man. I actually, we had some things going on with, my wedding party that night that I end up missing out on because of the game. And so again, man, just trying to be considerate of the opponent, but again, just kind of reviewing the state rule. Cause again, that's a situation that, myself or athletic director, Tim Moses, have been in before. So just not fully understanding what our options were. And just knowing that, the home team really had the discretion to make, you know, whatever decision was made for that game. And I understand the situation. Playing on a Monday makes a short week and things like that. But again, I think that that's something that I would have preferred to do versus playing, you know, so late at night, and it was homecoming. So our kids' minds were gone, man. By the time to kick off, man. So not to make excuses, man. Just, you know, one of the things that, you know, we have to deal with is adversity, and it's part of the game.
Yeah, Marion, a good team. They got the victory, 45-16. They're now 4-1 on the year. They scored on every possession in the first half. They built a 31-0 lead. On the second half, you guys do get some touchdowns through the air. Landon Sewell, your senior quarterback, couple touchdown passes to Keandre Owen of 22 and 25 yards. So it sounds like Owen just started playing for the Trojans. Seems like a playmaker for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid that you know, since we started, you know, there's been some again just changing the culture, and so the expectation was, you know, for him to fulfill some academic requirements, which he did that, you know, which is why he had to sit out those first few games. And again, now, but he's a player. He's a player. So we're looking forward to that. So we got him back, as well as a few other guys that are going to come right in and start for us. So looking forward to finish out the year with, you know, some able bodies. We did lose a few guys last week. So we were without Maceo Hicks and without Ja'Kai Parker for that game as well. So those are two starters that we'll be down. And so even Gianni will be out this week. So hopefully we'll get at least two or three guys back. And, you know, overall, I just think that now adding, Keandre with Adon and some of the other receivers we got, man, I think that it's going to be an opportunity for it to really, really, make some people work on defense.
We're talking with Waterloo East head football coach DeCarlos Anderson. Yeah, Adon Muhammad continues his assault on the school record books, I'm assuming, here. He had 7 catches, 90 yards. He's really having an all-state type season. Gianni Speller, he's going to miss this week. He did have an interception last week.
Yep. So okay. He had an interception. I think that might have been our first interception of the year or second interception of the year. So, again, you know, I think that is one of the things I continue to say, Mark, when you know, building a culture or rebuilding a culture is just a lot of little things in this situation. I think, you know, again, our kids just came out really flat. You know, I know that they were worried about homecoming dance and parties and things of that nature. And so we just really didn't come out to play, man. And so overall, I think that, you know, the good thing is that, you know, I think that the players understand the expectations that we have at East High now. And so now it's just a matter of just execution, you know what I mean? Because even with that, I mean, I think there were some moments in the game to where we drove down in the first half, had a couple drives, really good drives that were stalled by penalties and things of that nature. And then got down to like the 1 yard line and quarterback ended up fumbling the ball. And so, you know, there were some things in the first half that we could have capitalized on that we didn't. And I think that's just been what we're really working to correct is us, right? You know, I think Marion's a good ball club, but I think that at the same time, I like our guys.
Yeah. Well, this week you're on the road at Mason City. The Riverhawks, they're coming off a 42-0 loss to Decorah, so they're hoping to bounce back at home. But they're riding a 4-game losing streak, and your team, on paper, it seems like both teams pretty even, it seems like.
Yeah. I think, you know, again, for me, personally, I mean, I think the 4-game losing streak means nothing to us. I mean, I think we have to really ensure that we go in there and play some good football. Otherwise, you know, last time I checked, you know, Mason City beat us, you know what I mean? So I think that, you know, for us to not overlook anybody, we're just not in the space to do so. And I think that's something that, you know, I continue to stress is that we haven't earned the right to overlook anybody or walk like we've really accomplished much. And I think that that's important. And even if, you know, once we get this thing turned around, you know, that's still my motto, man. I think it's just hard work, you know, hard work, and just let everything else fall into place.
Tell us about Mason City. What type of offense, defense will you be looking at?
So they I think Mason City has, you know, they'll probably be one of the teams that pass a little more that we play against. And so, you know, they'll spread it out, running out of 3-by-1. They got a pretty good tight end and running back and also a receiver that they have. And then defensively, they run some eye front and an even front as well. And so, Just been more mindful, and I think that, you know, kind of the benefit that we have now, I see that a lot of people are adjusting to our passing game, so just kind of DBs are back deep. I just hope to get the running game established. These last 2 games, man, we haven't been able to run the ball. And so for me, as a former running back, I mean, I just, you know, it's really frustrating to not be able to run the ball, because I think that, you know, we do have some guys that, you know, some pretty good receivers, but again, I think the offense is really not complete if you can't move the ball on the ground. So that's really going to be our focus, to really try to see if we can get our running game established and you know, just play physical football. I think overall for us, my challenge to our guys is, man, how physical are we, right? You know, if we can't run the ball or we haven't had success stopping the run, I mean, I think that's indicative of just not being physical.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East, here on the Coach's Huddle. Before we let you go here, Coach, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle is, you know, what's the latest or maybe biggest adjustment you've had to make during a season, maybe having to make adjustments because of injuries or maybe condensing the playbook from 40 plays to 20? Or, well, you know, what's the latest and biggest adjustments you've had to make during a season?
Now, I think adjustments are ongoing, you know what I mean? And so, like, for us right now, we're in a space to where, you know, just some different things, I say, within the run game, right? Mm-hmm. So we did some things differently in practice to kind of help prepare for that, you know, which I think, you know, spend a lot of time on the sled, undershoot, right? Spending time, you know, make sure that we, you know, maximizing the amount of contact hours that we can have. Just really spending time, you know, guys just banging pass, man, you know, and I think that's an adjustment I have to make. And then also in the game, you know, I think that understanding like what the, you know, young men can do. This is our first year running this offense. So I think that, again, we don't have a lot in. So we really are just really working on executing the things that that the coaches have put in. And so therefore, you know, I think those are just adjustments. And again, I think once we start the game, we put a game plan in, and once the game actually starts, I'm like, oh shoot, they're not doing what we practice all week, yeah. Right? So I think just coming to the sideline also kind of saying, okay, this is the direction we got to go. And I think that's part of just the, you know, any sports, you know, just making adjustments, you know, and a lot of times it happens on the fly. So,
well, DeCarlos Anderson, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck at Mason City. And we look forward to talking with you next Wednesday about getting your first district win.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much. DeCarlos Anderson, he's the head coach for Waterloo East. Up next, we'll hear from Waterloo West head coach Lonnie Moore when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
It's college football on the Gridiron Radio Network, and we're off to the bluegrass as the Florida Gators come to Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. The Cats are looking to continue their two-game streak over Florida. The Gators will try to break that trend thanks to Trevor Etienne in the backfield. It's an SEC battle in a sea of blue. Florida at Kentucky this Saturday on the Gridiron Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage begins at 10:30, kickoff at 11, right here on The Fan.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. And now try Babbel for free by texting radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Coach's Huddle, 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Coach's Huddle brought to you every Wednesday night by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our wonderful hosts, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. We're in the back bar here at Pepper's having fun on this Wednesday night. We're here every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 throughout the high school football season. Joining us now, Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. Coach, I don't think you had too much fun last week. You ran into a buzzsaw. You were on the road at Waukee Northwest, their homecoming game, and it was all Waukee Northwest. They went 64-0.
Yeah, pretty good team, you know, and that's what we expected them to be a good team, and we wanted to get up there and kind of compete with some of those top five, you know, 5A programs up there, the echelons of those 5A programs, and we wanted to go up there and try to give it our best, and it didn't turn out our way.
Was it raining there, like it was raining in the Cedar Valley?
No, it rained earlier, a little bit during the freshman game, but it didn't rain during our games. It was pretty clear and everything was ready to go.
Now, you were a little bit shorthanded because you had to go with your reserve quarterback, Wesley Evans.
Yeah, he came in and played for us. I thought he did what he could. I don't think I did a good job of putting him in the best situation and some things. So a lot of that goes on me, but I thought he handled the situation well as his preparation during the week and also just him during the game staying positive with our team as things was getting out of hand.
Yeah, Waukee Northwest, they jumped on you. They led 29-0 at halftime. They go on to the lopsided win. And after a game like that, how's the psyche of the team?
You know, I was worried about that coming back, you know, when we came back for practice. But I have to give it to our seniors. I think our seniors have done a great job of getting guys back focused, understanding we still got some goals out in front of us that we're trying to get. Those 13, I mean, we only got 13 seniors, and they're a good group. And they work hard not only on the field, but they make sure the young guys are all focused and ready to go. So I thought they did a good job and just continue to work hard. And Monday, when they came out, I thought they was prepared and ready to listen and get ready for the new game plan.
Sometimes we forget about, you know, high school kids, how resilient they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You forget about that a little bit. You worry about them. But I thought our guys, you know, they still got that nasty taste in their mouth from Friday at the same time. But they know that the next game is the most important game, and we can't let that game destroy our next game.
Do you watch tape of a game like when you get, it's a lopsided score like that, or do you just want to forget it and sweep it under the rug?
No, I always watch tape, and okay. We always try to see what things we could have did better. And as I watch the tape, I get frustrated at myself because there was tons of things that I could have did better as a coach. Our guys laid it on the line. They played hard. It was nothing that, you know, that they did. I looked at it and seen some things that we just wasn't ready for. I didn't get my team ready for that atmosphere, that type of game, and I thought we could have did some other things differently. It was all on me. You can put all that on me. The guys, they did their best and worked hard.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, longtime coach for Waterloo West here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Pepper's. This week, you're at home as you take on Marshalltown. They're 1-4 on the season. Tell us about the Bobcats, because they're feeling pretty good about themselves as they beat Ottumwa in their last game, 44-7.
Yeah, you know, last game they came out with all the stops. They ran about 5 or 6 trick plays. They converted on all of them. First play of the game, they ran a trick play, got a touchdown. They got a blocked punt. And so they came out really well and jumped on Ottumwa early. I think that kind of slowed everything down. Ottumwa, just with their offense and what they try to do, it just, when they get behind, they run that option game, and it's not conducive for them to try to come back at the same time. One thing I did notice about Marshalltown, they had a couple new players out there. I think some guys sat out the first 4 games, especially on the D-line. I saw 2 new kids out there, bigger kids. One kid was like 6'3", made a lot of plays. So I think they got some guys back from after the first 4 games, and they're a better team.
What about Marshalltown? What kind of looks do they have? Is this always a wide-open team?
Not this year. They used to be spread-wise, but, you know, this year they're more – they go with a power-eye backfield a little bit. They got a young sophomore quarterback back there. They throw a lot of short passes, get the ball out quick, those things. Defensively, they've ran a 3-4 defense all year besides the last game, and I think that attempts a ton with their option. They go to a 4-front. They fly around. They make plays. They got some athletes. Number three is probably one of the better receivers in the state. He's really fast. He got most of their touchdowns. He returned a kickoff for a touchdown also last week. Very explosive. And then they got some other kids that also, once they get the ball, if you don't get them down quickly, they can cause you some trouble.
Think you can match up with the speed of Marshalltown?
I do. I think we have just as much speed as they do. I have no problem with that. I really like our athletes. The difference between our athletes and theirs is ours are younger. Some of our athletes are sophomores and juniors where they've got some senior guys in Sposa, but we still can match up with them. I know our athletes be ready to go.
We're talking with one of the West head football coach, Lottie Moore. This is the coaches huddle here on 1650 The Fan. Waterloo West hosting Marshalltown. And, Coach, you guys have played well at Memorial Stadium this year.
Yeah, and I like that. I really love our stadium. I like our atmosphere. We got the best fans. Our student section is out there being loud, our cheerleaders, our dance team. And then our band gets us going, too. So we like playing at home. I think that it gives us a plus going into the game. But still got to play the game on turf. Still got to be ready to go.
I would imagine after a game like last week, players are glad, they can forget about that and just get back into playing football again.
Yeah, and we definitely have as I said before, nasty taste in our mouths about last week, and we know we didn't perform to our best. And so all of us, not only the players, but the coaches, everybody got to renew energy to make sure we play well this week and get a winning streak going again back for us as a team.
How are the feeder programs doing for Waterloo West this year?
Doing really well. So one thing about, we did something different the last 2 years where we're doing a JV team, not a sophomore team. So our JV team is comprised of our juniors that don't play as much on varsity, and then our sophomore guys. So they don't get to practice a lot together, but they do get the chance, the same system and doing that kind of thing. So they're doing well. Our freshmen right now, I think they have their 2 wins. I think they're 2-3 right now. So they got a big one against Marshalltown this week. The coaching staff, that freshman level, has done a good job with that freshman group. We got some guys in there that's really new to the game of football in that level. We got some recruited some guys out. So I think our coaching staff has done a good job with that group.
All right. Lonnie, this is our question of the night here on the coach's huddle. What's the latest or maybe biggest adjustment you've ever made during a season? Maybe due to an injury, or maybe you shortened the playbook, or one player was a lot better than you anticipated. What's the latest and biggest adjustments you've made?
You just said them all right there. But I think the biggest one, it comes down to injury, especially at some key positions. I remember 1 year we ended up getting down to 6 linemen, 6 offensive linemen that we've gotten some reps and things. And we tried to move some other guys there. We knew if we had to put them in, we weren't going to be ready. So that was kind of scary that year where we tried to make sure we slowed the game down, those things. We didn't give them as much practice at the year, trying to wear them down during the week and those things. So injuries are always a big one. I think 1 year, quarterback-wise, my son went down his junior year. He went down, and we had to use some other guys at quarterback, and they were different types of quarterbacks. As you know, he threw the ball a little more, so we had to change our offense a little bit to try to fit those guys and try to adjust that way. So I think the biggest ones are all the things you talked about earlier, but injuries are one of the big ones. You got to make sure you're ready, especially if you got the depth at a certain position and know exactly what they can do. You got to kind of fit what they can do. So if you have to change something up, you have to change something up.
Well, Lonnie Moore, good luck against the Bobcats of Marshalltown this Friday night at Memorial Stadium as Waterloo West looking for their 4th win of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and go Wolves.
Lonnie Moore, always nice to join us here on, always enjoy talking with him here on the Coach's Huddle. On the way next, we'll talk Sailor football. Brad Schmidt, head coach for Waterloo Columbus, will step into the hot seat when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Welcome back with Angie Sturm pushing the right buttons back at the 1650 The Fan studios. Mark Simpson with you. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday night for the Coach's Huddle. Joining us now, he's the head coach for the Waterloo Columbus Sailors, Brad Schmidt. Sailors, they did not play last Friday. They got a jump start on week 5 last week, so they played on Thursday. Great game as they took on the number one ranked team in Class 1A, Grundy Center. Come up just short, 21-14, a very competitive game. And, Coach, well, you take on Sparty, who had won, I think, 17 in a row going into your game, 17 regular season games. And you guys really, went toe-to-toe with them and just came up short.
Yeah, we pushed them. We pushed them for sure. Man, you got to credit both teams. That was a, playoff caliber game, obviously, but that just being a part of it, I mean, that it felt like it had a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the more different feelings that of any game I've ever coached in. Obviously, with it being a unique week playing on a Thursday, but you got the number one team in the state, the defending state champions in Class A, coming to town. And we a lot of good takeaways from how we performed. And, I've never felt better after a loss. I mean, obviously losing the game is not it stings on Saturday, but we got a lot better. I think we made a pretty solid statement that, we're going to be in game. We're going to be in every game this year. And, like I said, it didn't go our way, but at the same time, you don't lose, you learn, and we learned a lot about our kids on Friday or Thursday, excuse me.
Well, Grundy Center, they are the defending Class A champions. They moved up to 1A this year. They take advantage of a couple of Sailor mistakes to grab the early lead. First of all, they are able to catch a deflection in the end zone, for a touchdown to lead 7-0. That's the score at halftime. Second half, you guys are driving. Ball stripped out of your running back's hands, and they rumble 92 yards for a score, and it's 14-0. And, Coach, here you are playing very well, but it's Grundy Center with the two-touchdown lead. But your team showed a lot of moxie. They come right back, cut the gap to 14-7. Grundy Center scores with 3:58 to go, to lead 21-7. Back comes the Sailors, and it's Carter Lockhart, 39-yard touchdown pass to Nick Haggerty. Just couldn't get the onside kick.
Yeah, it was actually a really good onside kick, too. Yeah. It did the blah, 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 and then it hit high. And, man, I got to credit number 50 for them, who Riker Thorin was a tough linebacker. I mean, he made an over-the-shoulder catch where he had to turn his back to the guys coming full bore at him, and he made the recovery. But then we had them 3rd and 1. We stopped them 4th and 1. They got the sneak. So we actually had an opportunity to get the ball back at midfield. And, yeah, I mean, just day late, dollar short type of deal where, you know, you can't give up defense. You can't spot a team like Grundy 14 points and expect to beat them. I mean, their defense, I think they'd given up. I don't know what they'd given up. People had talked about it, and their defense is extremely solid. And I think going into the game, we knew we matched up really well with them. But at the end of the day, we made more mistakes than they did. And, you know, that number 7 for them, the Gordon kid, I mean, he made one of the best plays I've seen a kid make on a high school football field. And, you know, it was basically like, all right, we're not losing this game. I'm going to lawnmower this ball out, scoop it up, score. But you got to credit our kids for not, I mean, 14-0. What is a 14-point swing there on that fumble recovery for the touchdown? Our kids came down, scored, gave up another touchdown, came back, scored, and fought till the bitter end. So our team showed a lot of grit, and you know, we like where we're at now moving forward.
You're 3-2, 1-1 in Class 1A District 4. This week you're on the road at Albernette, as they're a team that's 2-3. The Pirates are, and they're coming off a 28-19 loss at Hudson. And you beat Hudson earlier in the year at Hudson. So what type of game do you expect this Friday?
Well, you know, we're focused on us. And, you know, we just need to come out and you know, play with that same level of urgency that we've shown the last few weeks. You know, just expecting our kids to respond and, you know, get back. You know, it's a road game, you know, where we've been solid on the road this year. And, you know, Albernette, they do a number of things, and, you know, they had some success last year. And with the game against Hudson, I think most of the games this past week that were played outdoors, I mean, you can all but throw out the score with the sloppy and the lightning delay, wet conditions. I mean, so that's a unique deal in you know, how those games played out. But we're focused on ourselves. I mean, we've had a good week of practice thus far. Our kids are certainly focused, and hopefully we're going to continue to build on the momentum that, you know, while we did lose, but we feel like you know, we won in most areas outside of the win-loss column.
So it's a moral victory?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a – yeah. For, you know, I mean, what do they say? There's no such thing as moral victories. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the kids – I mean, you could just see it where one of the kids on the sideline, and I remember it distinctly, is right after they converted on the 4th and 1, I looked, it was Ryan Weber. He said, man, we made a statement tonight. And I said, you damn right we did. I mean, we took these guys to the brink. And, you know, the road to the dome is going to come through a number of these teams in Northeast Iowa. And, you know, you got to beat the best. And we've competed with them. We're right there. We're close. And we feel good. Feel good about that.
Talk about Albernette. Break down what the Pirates are going to show you on offense.
Yeah, offensively, they're strictly 20 personnel, you know, where they'll have 3 receivers, 2 backs. They you know, they're trying to get it out on the perimeter. Their receivers have made some plays for them. They run some gap scheme stuff. Their guards are going to tell you where the ball's going the majority of the time. Graduated a lot from this past year till now, but tough kid, good wrestling community. Defensively, they're going to play man free, a lot of cover one, where they're just trying to match up with you. And we like our matchups. I mean, we're gonna do what we do, and you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the blocking, the tackling, and the executing. I mean, schematics are important, but at the end of the day, you know, we want to make very few mental mistakes and be the more physical team.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, here on the Coach's Huddle. Before we let you go here, our question of the night on the huddle is, what's the latest or maybe biggest adjustments you've had to make during a season, maybe because of injuries or somebody's play has been elevated, or you just wanted to condense the playbook? But, you know, what's maybe the biggest adjustments you've had to make on the fly?
So this year, or just talking in general?
In general.
So, I mean, it's funny you brought that up, because we were talking about this a few days ago where, you know, sometimes when the weather is acting up, which we've been lucky, knock on wood, you know, in terms of being able to practice outdoors. But there was a few years back where, you know, I mean, it seemed like every week we're practicing inside at the Sportsplex, or we're about twice a week. So I think that, you know, we had a lightning delay yesterday at practice, which, you know, times have changed where you got the technology to show you that lightning is, you know, 5 miles away. You don't see it, but it's 5 miles away. So you got to be off for 30 minutes, which, you know, is a lot different than, you know, when I played and you know, when a lot of people played. But I think that to me, you know, the weather aspect, and, you know, I mean, sometimes when it's rainy, yeah, you want to be outside, but what are you getting accomplished? So I think that, you know, let's knock on wood here and make sure that the weather holds out. But, you know, we don't have a ton of space over at Columbus. So, making that adjustment to be indoors, and we always love getting over to the sports packs and practicing inside.
Well, good luck. Have you played Albernett?
I don't believe so. Yeah. No.
They seem like a kind of a new opponent.
Yeah. You know, we're going down, and they were in Class A last year, so they're bumped up. Same with Grundy. So never played them before, and yeah, I've never been to Albernett. I know it's over by Cedar Rapids. So that'll be a foreign environment for us. Looks like they got a nice field, nice facilities. So looking forward to the opportunity. We're road dogs, as not underdogs, but road the dog. We can be dogs on the road. So,
all right. Well, Brad Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck as the Sailors try to continue that momentum after that good effort against Grundy Center last week.
Appreciate that, Mark.
All right. Thank you. Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle as we wrap up tonight's show. Again, this is where the Metro teams are playing Friday night, Cedar Falls at Pleasant Valley. The Tigers number 10 in 5A, Pleasant Valley number 4. You can hear that game on Cruisin' KCFI. Waterloo East, they're on the road. They play at Mason City. The Trojans are 2-3 on the year. Mason City 1-4. Waterloo West has a home game against Marshalltown, trying to bounce back after that loss to Waukee Northwest last week. The Wahawks 3-2, Marshalltown 1-4. And again, Waterloo Columbus at Albernett. The Sailors 3-2, 1-1 in 1A District 4. Albernett is 2-3, and they're currently 0-2 in district play. So that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle this week. Great job by Angie Sturm, our engineer back at the studios. Thank you to all our sponsors, including Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. We'll be back next Wednesday night from 6 to 7 with the Coach's Huddle right here on 1650 The Fan.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.